With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. We recently checked in with three Billings restaurant owners about how they stayed afloat during Montana's month-long business closure order. In this flavor moment, Stella Fong heads back to Bistro Enzo, Buffalo Block, and Fancy Sushi Asian Fusion to hear how the first week back to sit-down dining went.
With bars and restaurants reopening, how was business? Chef James Honecker shares.
The first day back was good. Lots of regular customers who braved out.
Those who came found changes.
We can't just do one time frame anymore. This restaurant was famous for doing 5:45 to 6:45, but we can't do that anymore. So people are adjusting to eating a little bit earlier or a little bit later because we only take 18 people per half hour so that the restaurant never has more than 50 or so people. The rule is 6 feet between people. The way the dining room set up, there's more than 6 feet on a lot of tables because you just can't fit anything between two tables. So that's just the way it is. We are using upstairs, and the restaurant sat 148. Now it's sitting about 70.
Aside from more space, new sanitation procedures have been put in place.
We're using two, they're called back waiters, but one of them's job is to, whenever they're not busy, which is a lot of the time if there's two, they have a checklist of things to clean.
Along with more stringent cleaning procedures, the wait staff is wearing masks.
That's a strange thing to be in the dining room with all the wait staff wearing masks.
Honecker's reopening with help with money through the Paycheck Protection Program.
You have to use 75% of your loan for payroll. I would say all but a couple are back. Some are working reduced hours, but they still get unemployment.
In adhering to the health rules for reopening, costs have been incurred.
I know what our fixed costs are per month because I learned in April, and we're not going to make it up this year. That's the truth. But perhaps we can break even this year.
We now go downtown to Buffalo Block, where the community also came out to support the business. General Manager Mitch Fox says of his staff.
And as far as our change, our crew had nothing but positive attitude towards all of the changes. Obviously, they want to be safe themselves. They want to make sure our guests are safe.
Buffalo Block opened at the end of last year and was just getting into its business stride.
How much is it really going to affect us? I don't know. Based on what I'm seeing now and based on what I'm seeing, you know, our seating capacity, my best guess is we're probably going to max out at about a third of what we would potentially be able to do.
And why is that?
We've lost a fair amount of seating, and I think beyond just the seating capacity that we've lost, the bar is a huge impact. And when you don't have people coming out and patronizing the bar, and especially this time of year with the patio, I would expect to be congregating around our fireplace. Additionally, that doesn't even take into account our banquet business. So, I mean, if you look at the whole kit and caboodle, we may be at, you know, 25% or even less.
Restaurants are facing uncertain and challenging times. Jimmy Lee of Fancy Sushi Asian Fusion did not reopen and continued takeout.
That was Stella Fong of Flavors Under the Big Sky. Hear Stella break down Montana's food scene every third Monday of the month on Yellowstone Public Radio.